he asked me a question. He said, are you still doing that dialectic crap? And I said, I do teach about the dialectic. As a matter of fact, I do it in the college class and when people ask me, but the church doesn't want to hear that anymore. And you know what he told me? He said, you need to go and get laid. That's what that pastor told me. He just said, you pastor. Need to do a pastor of a mega church who built it up from a little church into a huge. I said, you're not serious. He said, yes, I am. He said, that would cure you. He says, from all that stuff. And so I said, don't you think what we're doing, what we're talking about is important information? Know what he said, ladies and gentlemen? He said, oh, doctor, them folk don't want to hear that mess. They don't want to hear it. Give them their fun. Because, see, he got a coffee shop in his church, and the sinners can come in on Saturday night and dance around and play with the kids. This dude is into all that stuff, and he told me, get with the program, Pastor John. I ain't going to hell with these clowns. But those of you that want to continuously support those people, you don't even have to be my friend. Bob, take us out with your last important portion.
Okay, I'd like to talk about the pastor of the Foundry Ministry, John MacArthur's Singles Ministry, that had adopted the purpose-driven movement. The Grace Church website has been totally changed now since the Grace Church expose, and the Foundry no longer exists. It's now been merged, as I've been told, into a ministry called Crossroads. And Kurt Gebhards, the man who was pastoring that purpose-driven movement at the Foundry, has also moved on. He has his resume online, and I've given the resume to Bob and Pastor John. Under his ministry experience at Grace Church, which I think is maybe the second page here, he states regarding the Foundry that he is, quote, casting a vision for a brand new ministry. And that ministry started in the year 2002. And he wasn't lying there. He did cast a vision for a brand new ministry. And regarding a children's ministry he pastored at Grace Church, he said, quote, he steered cautiously a large ministry through a season of philosophical change.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, man. No biblical words at all.
Now, when he said he was shepherding the precious flock of 200 godly saints, isn't that the same group where nobody was asked whether or not they were Christians?
Probably.
Is that correct?
With
the Foundry or no, or is that the Guild?
That would be the Guild, yes. Okay. That was the Guild. The Foundry was the one with the icebreakers and...
But were they asking people? I mean, they're asking you about your birthday. Are they asking you, like, when you came to know the Lord?
Oh, no, absolutely not. They had no question like that. It was just what kind of restaurant. Do you know a good restaurant? What memorable birthday can you remember?
So how can they say that that's a flock of 200 godly saints?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they cannot. Yeah. They cannot.
The language, that's what
it is. They cannot. It's just people meeting on a Friday night is what it was.
Sounds like 200 godly food lovers.
Yeah,
that's right. And in fact, after those icebreakers ended, when we got to meet, when they all got to meet and greet me, the funny thing is, a lady did approach me and tell me a good restaurant near where I live. It was a Korean restaurant, and I've been there. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Then on the next page of his resume, this is Kurt Gebhard's resume under Ministry Passions. I think it's maybe the Two pages after
that. Yeah, you got them marked. Yeah.
Ministry Passions.
Yeah, Ministry Passions up
right.
here.
That's his lusts and. Well, that's what passions are. Passions are lusts. Those are what your flesh desires. Are your passions?
Right. Yeah. Right. He says, quote, "I have been asked on three occasions by the leaders of Grace Church to come into a ministry, and be an agent of change."
Wow.
In each of these cases, that change has included casting a fresh vision, defining a new ministry culture, and promoting positive change.
Let me say something right now, because in the college that I teach in, we have to write SLOs. And when I write these SLOs, they're telling me, no, you can't use that language, John. You've got to use the language that all of us understand. And it took me a little while to discover what they were talking about.
You have to use their buzzwords.
You have to use the buzzwords and so that everybody will know that you're on the same team.
What's an SLO?
A student learning objectives. In other words, we got these objectives for the students. And
your lesson plans.
Yeah, lesson plans to get everybody to follow the same course in the school. Every professor, every student study the same thing, and this is control.
Right, it's
and
all homogenization of everybody.
And that's all they're doing in this Grace meeting here when they cast visions. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he's actually stating here that the Grace Church leaders, and we know who the leaders are, John MacArthur, Rob Iverson, Phil Johnson, Irv Busnitz, but mainly John MacArthur has asked this man to come into his church and be an agent of change.
Yes.
And asked him to come in. And what's really surprising at this, is that this man is proud of this. He puts this on his resume.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. He's letting them know that he's an agent.
That's right.
In the church.
That's right. And he's got a job now in another PDC-style church, which I'll get to.
Okay.
He also states in this resume, quote, to implement new concepts is an ongoing pattern of my ministry. I would say he's not lying there. He also states, quote, one of the first tenets of Christian ministry is that relationships are the basis of all ministry.
It is not. That's a lie. That is
your
a lie.
Relationship with God is supposed to be the basis of everything you do.
Ooh, let me listen. Let me tell you people something out there. It is best for you to have a relationship with Jesus. I got a clip on my website called Standing Alone. I mean that. That ain't based on no relationship with nobody. This dude is a liar. But, well, what can I say?
Also on this resume, his personal ministry values are listed. They include, quote, authenticity.
Buzzwords.
Community.
Buzzwords.
Development.
Buzzwords.
Vision.
Buzzwords.
Accountability.
Buzzwords.
And under outreach, it says it includes strategic dynamics.
That's all the Hegelian dialectic. Man, this is the...
Now let me ask Bob.
What?
Bob, aren't these basically the chapter titles of that book, Leading Congregational Change?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Grace Community Church.
From the Leadership Network, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. See, and here you go with accountability. I constantly seek wisdom from mentors and confess them my sin and my struggles.
Yeah.
Proverbs 11:4 and 15:22. So, again, the accountability has been shifted from God to man. In other words, again, and I've said this in numerous conferences, where when you're about to partake in a sin,
Right. What
are you concerned about? Are you concerned about what the small group is going to think of that next Tuesday? Or are you concerned that God is watching you right now as you're about to commit it?
Right.
And he's in your presence. So, and you can't hide from him anywhere. High, low, dark, light, anywhere. There's no corner, nowhere to hide. So are you aware of that, or are you just keenly concerned about what the group's going to think?
It's group think, man.
But, and the group, actually, if you look at this, they're basically saying that the group is here to support you and bear your burdens. And all of that, where imagine a place where burdens are shared by Christian brothers and sisters who encourage you while joys are multiplied as Christ changes lives. Well, you're going to be encouraged when you go to your accountability group and confess your sin, and they're going to encourage you, and you're going to do better next time, brother.
Don't tell anybody anything about your private life in a church setting. They will crucify you.
Yes.
I know a young man now. I differ with his choice of being an atheist, but he graduated with honors from this MacArthur thing. When the MacArthur people got through crucifying this guy,
Right. And
I respect him more than I respect the people at the Grace Community Church. For those of you that are listening to this webcast, listen, this is dangerous.
It ruined him.
Mm-hmm.
It ruined that man's life.
They destroyed it.
They ruined him.
It just ruined it.
Kurt Gebhards is now the head pastor of Hickory Community Chapel in North Carolina. Hickory Chapel is a Harvest Bible Fellowship affiliate church. Harvest Bible Fellowship is the church planting arm of Harvest Bible Chapel. There are more than 40 Harvest Bible Chapel affiliates. I would describe them as hybrids of the purpose-driven church model. The director of operations for Harvest Bible Fellowship, who directs these 40 purpose-driven, what I would describe as being purpose-driven church hybrids, is Bill Molinari. Bill Molinari is a board member of John MacArthur's Grace to You and John MacArthur's international ministry called the Masters Academy International. Bill Molinari is also the chairman of the church growth organization called Leadership Resources International. Hickory Community Chapel, the new church Kurt Gebhards pastors, is also a PDC, purpose-driven church hybrid. Their website describes God as, quote, a God of laughter,
that's a lie,
fun,
lie,
and joy.
God ain't never smile. What?
God laughs, but it says laughing in the Bible he laughs at our
when he looks at humans.
At our time of woe, he will be laughing.
Yes, he
right.
will be laughing.
Right. He laughs in derision.
Yes.
This church, they have cell groups. They also have deaconesses, female deacons. Kurt Gebhards, assistant pastor in this church, and the only other pastor in the church that I can see, is named Scott Jablonski. He's the pastor of Hickory Chapel Student Ministry. He is fully on board with Rick Warren's purpose-driven church agenda.
Yeah.
He wrote me the following email. He said, quote, I do know about Kurt's ministry at Grace as well as Rick Warren. I have been a fan and proponent of purpose-driven life and purpose-driven church, two books which Warren has written. I also follow much of the wisdom of Doug Fields, Warren's youth minister, or youth pastor. I believe small groups is the best place, quote, to do life, end quote, together with other believers. It is a great way to connect and to be held accountable, both of which God commands for believers to do.
No, I don't.
Anyway, I hope you have a great week. In Christ, Scott Jablonski. That is Kurt Gebhards, the pastor of his church now.
Now, let me say this right now. I've been telling you guys you don't need anybody. And these people have gone through these grad schools. They got position and money because the suckers are going to church giving them a life. The people that think that they're on the way to heaven, but the people running this insane institution are not on their way to heaven. And you've got to come to be able to say it.
I then emailed Pastor Jablonski to warn him about the dangers of the purpose-driven church. I mentioned some of the things I've mentioned here tonight, how it's based on Peter Drucker's model and so forth. And I received the following reply from him after I warned him about the dangers of this church. Okay. He said, quote, you stated that you wanted, quote, help in warning others in our church, which I did, to warn them about what Kurt Gebhards is bringing in right. there and what this purpose-driven church is all about.
Right.
As one of the pastors and overseers of the church, I am demanding that you not contact anyone in our body. Jesus spoke of false teachers in Matthew 7:15, and I believe you to be one of those. As a false teacher who tries to lead someone astray, I will deal harshly. I don't mind discussing theology and methodology with you. However, I am called to protect our flock from heresy. If anyone has been duped, it has been you. I have studied the purpose-driven church for over 15 years, even before it became a movement. So if you want to sit and argue sometime, great. However, if you choose to continue to warn our body and cause factions, I will come against you with all authority that God has given me. The Apostle Paul spoke against such false teachers throughout his letters. Philippians 1:3-7, he spoke to church leaders to command men not to teach false doctrines or devoting themselves to myths. So again, I am not asking you, but telling you not to contact anyone in our body.
Let me comment on this. He has no authority. What authority says, in God?
He says, needless to say, my communication after this email will stop. Yeah. However, I will be involving our church leaders in Christ, Scott Yablonsky.
Yeah, right. You know what? You know the hypocrisy of these
right.
charlatans.
And, well, and when he says that I will come, I will deal harshly.
Yeah, how?
Okay.
What you going to do, man? I mean,
now what are you taught in the scripture? If somebody comes against you.
I love him. Turn the other cheek.
Vengeance is mine. I will repay it, says the Lord. It's not for your vengeance.
That's a threat. And wait a minute.
That is a threat. I will come against you with all authority that God has given me.
Why don't they want Bob Johnson to talk to the regular members of the church? Because Bob Johnson is trying to save the elect that has been deceived.
Right.
It is my opinion that most of these people are not the elect, because the elect are smarter than that. Once the leader of the pack says he don't know when Christ came to him, I think enough has been said.
Well, and if you've been studying purpose-driven church for 15 years and right. you don't see the heresy involved in it, you obviously are blind. There's obviously no spiritual discernment.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
I'd like to add that when Kurt Gebhard's left Grace Church recently, John MacArthur gave him an endorsement, and it's right here in the back page of this
yes, I saw that.
Resume that was put forth by the Harvest Bible Fellowship people.
Right, the Hickory Harvester.
Yes, the fellowship that is run by. Yes, Pastor John.
I was going to say this is an important letter. If John MacArthur is endorsing this guy, this is an admittance that John fully understands
yes.
what is going on.
Yes.
This is the most important document.